This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we're getting ready to honor veterans. The Tomb of the Unknowns. Fascinating what's happened there in the last 24 plus hours. What incredible ceremonies and tributes have happened. And for the first time, people walking along that path. And there are other things that are happening as well to honor veterans. And hats off to everybody who served. There are so many people who gave their lives for ours in so many of the different wars. And, wow, you really feel it when you go to Arlington, and you feel it in other places around the country as well. On that note, welcome to the show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I salute those veterans and say hello to all of you. A lot of things to talk about when it comes to the usual fare that sticks in our craw, but we're going to lighten the load a little bit, too, along the way, including Nail the Score, your chance to win incredible prizes and really bragging rights. If you can correctly nail the score of whatever game I choose as the game of the week in the NFL this week, it's so easy. All you have to do is call in, wager a guess, and that's it in our last segment of this hour. Or you can send me a guess. I usually have a handful of people that do that. I'm assuming they're working, and you can do that easily by going to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. But that doesn't happen until the tail end of this hour. So there's no guessing because you don't even know what the teams are, and it won't matter if you guess now. So don't try to do that. I've had a few people do that over the years. Well, here's my guess. But no, we haven't even played the game yet. It's kind of like in Jeopardy. When you hit the button too early, doesn't work. You have to wait until it's the exact right time. All right, one of the things that, of course, has really been jawed about in the last, really, 2 weeks is COVID doses for kids. So far, supposedly, there has been 423 million COVID-19 doses administered. I mean, that's, you know, period. But there have been some injury claims for some of the people who say they got worse, where they got lethargic and woozy and things seem to go downhill. That doesn't get talked about very often, but it is making a little bit of noise lately because we're looking at all the numbers and we're looking at all the angles of what's happened in almost our last 2 years, and especially now when we're talking about boosters and we're talking about children getting vaccinated, because there are some that are very hesitant to do that and others who can't wait for their kids to get the shot as they worry about some of the stories that they've heard and the safety for their kids, particularly if they have underlying conditions. I think one of the things that has caught the buzz in the nation is the story of this now 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who broke down during testimony in the Kenosha homicide trial. I know there's people listening in Wisconsin, and they know certainly firsthand what happened in Kenosha and what the claims were of some other people of what happened to them as they were protesting. But Rittenhouse, blatantly, at 18, is charged with homicide and attempted homicide for shooting three people, killing two of them during the chaos, the mayhem, whatever word you want to use, consuming Kenosha after a police shooting in August of 2020. He's pled not guilty. So he testified in a courtroom really just a few blocks from where he opened fire. He was crying, is choked with emotion, struggled to speak. And when he started describing the first fatal confrontation, there was the judge who jumped in to stop the testimony and give him a break. In fact, the judge, Bruce Schroeder, repeatedly tongue-lashed the prosecutor for running afoul of his rulings. I mean, this is really what they would say is the home stretch, and the days of testimony so far have seemed to actually go in Rittenhouse's favor. The shootings became a huge national flashpoint, if you will, when the teen, because he was 17 at the time, was praised by some as a hero and vilified by others. So we know the narrative, the right, the left, and it doesn't seem that anybody meets in between. But these opposing storylines or narratives have absolutely played out in this case and in this courthouse, of course, with prosecutors painting Rittenhouse as a violent aggressor, while his attorneys say the teenager was defending himself while under attack. Rittenhouse testified to his mindset, saying he felt under attack the night of August 25th, 2020, when he shot and killed Joe Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber. And he also shot and injured another person. And he says he felt cornered. And he was pursued, and he felt like that's what he had to do when somebody lunged forward at him. That's when the trouble began. So, of course, his trial has been dominated by the world we live in, right? Lots of footage and still images, some of them pretty graphic, from the night he encountered and shot the three men. Where does this all end up? I think we'll know pretty quickly once this wraps up, as to whether which portrait of Rittenhouse really seemed to resonate more, whether it's the guy who was cornered, the kid who was cornered, or the kid who had an agenda and didn't care and pulled the trigger. So he absolutely was super, super emotional when he was testifying and said, "I defended myself." That's what I was doing. I was defending myself. And watching this unfold, especially with his age, does this set any kind of a precedent? We're certainly not there yet at this point, but it's interesting to watch the different curves that this trial has taken. And it's not unexpected, because there would be footage, because there was testimony from different people as to what they saw when they were there in those ugly, ugly crowds in Kenosha, who were trying to make a point of it wasn't right what happened with the police shooting, right, with the police being shot. So prices are up 6.2% in October. Yep, that's what it was. We've been talking about that because, of course, you're going to the grocery store. And officials have said that prices will probably ease when we see more of that supply chain backlog clear. Well, that seems pretty apparent, right? But we still don't know, and many of you have sent me emails about when is this going to be over with the nightmare at the ports. There has been sort of an easing of some of that pain because of the 24/7 nature of what's going on in Los Angeles, but it's hardly over. I mean, not at all, because there's so many supplies that can't get picked up by trucks who can't get the goods they need in the first place because of the backlog. And then the labor shortages get thrown into that. I've said this many, many, many times. I've talked to lots of people about this. And truck drivers are wanted. That's just one tiny aspect of the crippling supply chain shortages. All right, coming up this hour, don't forget, we've got the mailbag. And as I mentioned at the top, nail the score. I'll meet you around the bend.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com.
Loss, what does it mean? A MAGA rider got the stiffest sentence yet, the longest, 41 months in prison. Wow. And in the meantime, inflation, that ugly word we all hate, there's actually a threat when we look at the possibility of inflation to return to sort of a replay, as some are saying, of politics in 1980. Politics in 1980. Ooh, I don't think we want to go backwards into that time capsule. And speaking of time, I have a moment in time that's pretty significant when we think of veterans, and I'll tell you about that coming up here. And don't forget, coming up, we've got the mailbag, lots of thoughts on a lot of different things, including some actually pretty positive things, right? We don't want this to be the Debbie Downer show where I am consistently the bearer of bad news, but I got to call it like I see it in the buzz in our virtual water cooler land. Some of it is exactly what I'm saying. The 30-year high with consumer prices, we're feeling that surge. There's no question the supply chain is part of what's crippling us. And when and how does that all get solved? The help wanted signs are everywhere. In fact, I went to the vet today to pick up Guinness's, my dog's, flea and tick medication. Boy, that'll cost you an arm and a leg, by the way. So it was a horrible rainstorm, and I pull up, and I love the vet. She's great. But I pull up, and I go in, and there's sort of a line of people there, and there's a big sign, sorry, vet techs wanted, not open on Saturday, at least now for a while. And I'm seeing that everywhere. Like, a lot of the weekend hours gone, and not just vets, but all over the place. I think I talked about going to the eye doctor, and the same thing. They had no weekend hours and very limited weekday hours. Hey, you can't see and you need to get your contacts. You better hurry up. We have 40 minutes and then the window closes. All right, speaking of a window closing, I just said it. How about this sentence? You know, this, there's so much going on that this kind of is getting swept under the rug, or just it's not on the radar of a lot of people. But a former mixed martial artist who was filmed punching a cop during the January 6th attack on the Capitol got a 41-month prison sentence on Wednesday. That's the biggest yet in the 700 criminal cases that stem from that day. So the U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said the seriousness of the New Jersey gym owner Scott Fairlamb's conduct when he sentenced him, it needed to be addressed because he was captured screaming bloody murder at officers and their body-worn cameras were capturing it all before shoving one and flat-out hauling off and cold-cocking him in the face. Now, he pled guilty in August, and the judge said, if this had gone to trial, I don't think there was any jury that would have acquitted you. And so he was the first rioter sentenced for violence against police during that attack. Remember, a Capitol police officer who had been attacked by protesters died the day after the riot, and four police officers who took part in the defense, really, of the Capitol later killed themselves, took their own lives. It was such a horrible thing. So about 140 police officers were injured. 140 injured. Whew. Wow. I'll tell you what, they have help wanted signs because they are definitely still looking for people that want to be cops. You know, cops, Capitol cops, where it used to be maybe a decade or so ago, you had to really wait and know somebody to get through and get that kind of a job. So 41 months. He owned a gym and then that's it. Gone is all of that. And now he's behind bars. All right. The former president in the wins and in the loss column certainly has had a bunch of wins behind the mic. And when he's been out there touring and talking to people and trying to still have that influence. But some of the losses in court have been significant. A top watchdog found that 13 senior Trump officials, including former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, violated ethics laws and helped create a taxpayer-funded campaign apparatus within the upper echelons of the executive branch. Sounds like gobbledygook, but it's not. I mean, they have those laws there for a reason, and there's no way to bend them. But a federal judge last night rejected the former president's request, or his attorney's, to block the National Archives from turning over documents sought by the House Select Committee investigating January 6. So the committee has subpoenaed 16 former aides of the president's, the former president's, over the past 2 days, including former senior advisor Stephen Miller, press secretary Kayleigh McEnany, and campaign advisor Jason Miller. So that's where that stands at this point. It's interesting about looking at the National Archives and turning over those documents. And, you know, can you imagine how many documents there are and who knows what trickles out of the documents? As actually in any presidency, there would have to be reams of the stuff. All right, I mentioned inflation, and I know I've talked about this along the way, dripping it here and there. I hate the word inflation. I do. I hate the word inflation almost as much as I hate the three dreaded letters, IRS. I'm for a flat tax, baby, or a fair tax, so I don't know that I'll see that in my lifetime, but that's for a different time. Inflation. So what does that mean? Inflation is now running at its highest in a generation. There was a report that came out Wednesday showing that consumer prices, as I said, surged at a 6.2% annual, 6.26% annual pace in October. So nearly all economic forecasters expect that it could cool down in the coming year, but how quickly and how much. Because you think about it, Biden is arguing that inflation will be pulled down from his forthcoming $1.75 trillion social spending bill, along with $550 billion infrastructure plan that he's going to sign. And Republicans, of course, are saying the opposite. The cash drops by the government are driving up the prices. So at stake is how quickly inflation recedes, and the debate is over the cause and the remedy of the escalation, of course, in prices. And who's in control of that? The people that you elect. That's right. Congress. That's why you got to pay attention. Got to pay attention to who you elect. All right. The man who is responsible for all the extraordinary engineering feats at the network, GCN, sent me an interesting story about the Armistice Day blizzard in 1940, November 11th, of course. And he said his parents used to talk about it a lot because they were in southern Minnesota. They talked about how it was like this great Halloween blizzard. And it's interesting. He said they would say you start your day in a T-shirt and the high was 70s, and then in a matter of hours it snows and it's 60 degrees, and then the temp is 20 degrees. Then you get 4 inches of wet snow on the ground, 40-mile-an-hour winds. That just sounds like another day in Texas. Then the temperature drops 10 degrees, and it's interesting because if you look up Armistice Day and you look up blizzard, there is some incredible information about what happened the morning of November 11th, that you had these crazy high temps in the upper Midwest, and then what happened with the winds and the rain and the sleet and the snow and this raging blizzard that lasted into the next day. And in fact, in some areas, they had snowfalls of just 27 inches. 27 inches. You can't even open your front door 27 inches, unless you're Elon Musk, I suppose. Wow. That is insane. In Minnesota, 27 inches of snow fell. The Twin Cities had 16 inches. And the lows, you don't even want to know what the lows were, just crippling. So the Armistice Day blizzard is number 2 in Minnesota's list of the top 5 weather events of the 20th century. Wow, even surviving that, I can imagine that parents that lived then would be telling the stories of what happened. And you think about Armistice Day and you think about the significance and just the aftermath of that, you know. Wow. It was so, so cold. Very difficult to breathe. I can't imagine. I mean, duck hunters, I guess, who were out at the time were amazed at the amount of ducks that were in the area and on the move. They knew, we got to get out of here. All right, we got to bounce, too. I'll meet you in the mailroom.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues, Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schroeder ripped into Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger for attempting to admit evidence through a line of questioning with Kyle Rittenhouse that Schroeder had previously ruled Binger could not ask about.
So why?
Testimony, Your Honor.
Pardon me?
That was before the
Don't
testimony.
Don't get brazen with me. You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled.
The defense did file for a mistrial, and Schroeder said he did not believe Binger was acting in good faith, adding that if another infraction occurred, he would be taking the defense's motion under advisement. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday at the Port of Baltimore promoting his infrastructure bill. USA Radio News. A state attorney general is speaking out against the Biden administration's vaccine mandate.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Back-to-back down days on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow dropping 240 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail, man.
Stick in the mail, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's dig in the mailbag. You know, I love that Kevin Costner show. What is the name of it? It just came back. It's all about the West. It's like I want to live in Montana and be on a ranch when I see his show. I can't think of the name of it now. I've gone blank. But they just had the premiere. It came back. And the noise there of the cattle makes me think about it. So, it's called Yellowstone. I have a producer in the background called the Hubs who's yelling, Yellowstone! Yellowstone! From the other room. He could apparently hear it. So I love Yellowstone. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. If you like all things West and ranching, and it's really fascinating. All right, coming up before we dive into the mailbag, just a quick reminder. We do that nail the score thing in our next segment. I pick the game of the week. It is so easy. You don't have to know anything about football. You don't have to like it. You just pick a side, tell me the score, and you might win some fabulous prizes. 855-266-5283. That's the number to call in our next segment, or flip me an email with the guests only during that segment, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, just like you do here for the mailbag. Click on contact. All right, this one is from Bruce, who says
Kate, I got to say, thumbs up to what's going on in these Texas schools. How about this, the mask issue that we know you said all the time, the tug of war that's going on. But how about the idea that you know, there's been so many challenges when it comes to the banning the masks, that pretty much now when it comes to Texas, it's sort of a catch-as-catch can. So if you, the way a judge ruled, a federal judge blocked the Texas governor from banning school mask mandates, I think it's brilliant. I don't really have an opinion one way or another about the governor, but I think that parents should be able to make up their own mind, and schools should be able to hold those, even if they're cantankerous, school board meetings, and ultimately make the decision. I mean, that's why you have a school board. So figure it out as to whether or not you can have a mask mandate, and that's where it really, really belongs at this point. And I also think it's interesting to see what's happening with the kids who are not getting vaccinated and some who are getting vaccinated. Have you heard anything about the numbers? Oh, yeah, they always have these numbers because it goes right to the CDC. So about 900,000, supposedly, kids 5 to 11 have gotten a COVID shot, which, of course, is the dose is less with the, you know, they've got that vaccination shot in less than a week since the shots became available to that age group. And there are a lot of families that don't want to do it. And then there's families that are afraid not to do it. And it's just the typical back and forth that we have been going through this entire time. I mean, that's what it is. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says it's not clear what impact vaccine hesitancy would have on the rollout. And she just emphasized at a briefing that COVID-19 poses a significant risk to our children. So children may be more resilient than adults to the virus, but they still remain at risk. Some think that that's just a bunch of rhetoric and they don't want to have their child, you know, get a shot, and others couldn't wait to make that happen. Will it actually hit the high water mark of 28 million? I said the other night, I don't think so. But, you know, 900,000 so far. Okay, so I think I answered that. Let's go on to the next one. This one is from Scott. And Scott says, oh, I laughed so hard when you were talking about money, money, money. And what ultimately is your own responsibility and what you have to decide. It's called diversification. You are darn right, Delaney, on that. Whether you want to have some cryptocurrency or not, it's up to you. And of course, if you get in the beginning, like anything else, first to market, you're going to score. If you're later to the party, it might not work out. It might work out. Who knows? But it doesn't hurt to have a little of this and a little of that. If you can afford to, and actually there is crypto that is affordable, even some people are taking their part of their checks in crypto. And I think that may be a trend that continues. We'll see. If enough people decide it's valuable, then it will become more significant. Yeah, you know, the mayor-elect is doing that. It's funny you say that. He wants New York City to be the crypto capital of the country. So he made a big deal about it, saying that he was going to get paid in crypto for his first three paychecks. How about that? So he is putting his money where his mouth is, and he's really pushing and talking to lots of different people about that, lots of different companies. So will it become, you know, super valuable? A couple of years ago, we had a conversation with Steve Forbes. Forbes produced my business book, Deal Your Own Destiny, and we were at an event, and I had the great fortune of having a conversation, and I asked him, it's interesting, I asked him about blockchain, and he said blockchain was brilliant, you know, using blockchain not for the crypto. He said crypto will never have the backing it needs, so it will never be the monetary, be on the monetary par of what we have right now. But if enough people use crypto, if it becomes super relevant, then who knows what that looks like 5, 10, 20 years from now. He might not be right on that. Let's see. right? I mean, we could spend seven shows talking about the frustrations of capitalism. I love capitalism, but there are unchecked capitalism is like a runaway train, right? And then also printing money with nothing backing it is ridiculous. At times, we've been so guilty of doing that, right? Interesting times, my friends. All right, this one is from Joseph. Kate, Veterans Day always means a lot to me because so many people in my family served, and I heard stories about great uncles and what they sacrificed, World War II, and, you know, so many people in my family were reluctant to talk about what it was like deep in war, where many of them were in the middle of some pretty bad situations where they were in foxholes and being fired on and all of that. So I think we can't honor our veterans enough. And I love, even though it seems commercialized, that besides the normal recognition, there are lots of stores that give veterans a free lunch or a huge discount or whatever. And of course, they're taking advantage in a sense of Veterans Day, but good for them. And veterans should do that. They should be able to get more than just the usual acknowledgement. I'll put it that way, I guess. Yeah, there's always a list of places that you can go and get, you know, free donuts or a free meal or pay for one meal and get the other free or, you know, 40% off of this or whatever it is. And then, of course, some stay the whole time if it's like Home Depot or Lowe's, maybe because I'm in those stores all the time. I think Costco has that. You have a typical discount for being, a veteran. And a lot of grocery stores absolutely do that, where it can be up to, I think I saw one where it was like up to 15%. And it wasn't just on Veterans Day. It was, year round. But like Kohl's, for example, right? They've got a 30% discount for veterans, current and former, through November 14th. Woohoo! Perfect time to do some of that Christmas shopping. I'm just saying, I know that there is also another side of that commercialization, but if you got to use it, why not? They should get some of those like free car washes. In my neighborhood, I know there's free car washes, so that's a really good thing. All right, moving on to something completely different. How about this? This one is from Chuck, and Chuck says, "Hey, Kate, wow, looking at prices and looking at how they compare from last year and seeing that it's the largest rise we've seen in three decades, all you have to do is, I challenge anyone, go to a grocery store, go get gas, and save it up for a month and start comparing what you're paying. And it's like sticker shock. If you're not paying attention, because we're all running around like jackals sometimes, picking up kids from here or there, or running from one work situation to another, just pocket those babies and start to look at them. Hopefully, you're getting something in return for that." Well, yeah, we talked about the pinch. You're absolutely right. The groceries are costing people, you know, sometimes 10, 15, 20, depends on what you get overall, if you're looking at the overall amount. I know I've seen that. Yeah. Every single time I go in, forget about, let me look for the coupons. What coupons? I mean, the stuff that you need to get, like eggs and milk, it's through the roof. Absolutely. All right, here's one from Mac. He says, Kate, Joe Manchin, is he not the ultimate blocker when it comes to any of these things lately that the Democrats want to do? I wonder if he's going to switch parties. I mean, wow, he is one of the biggest voices in the room who wants to slash Joe Biden's Build Back Better budget reconciliation bill. In fact, I think he wants to cut it in half. I know you've talked about that. And now, with inflation woes, that might keep Manchin from even giving his vote on the bill until next year. I think I saw that on CNBC or somewhere they were talking about that. So this thing is just going to just keep being tossed down the road again and again and again. My prediction is for 2022, Joe Manchin might leave the Democrats and just become a Republican. I don't know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Stranger things have happened. There have been others who have switched parties. All right. Send me your thoughts day or night. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, Nail the Score. Yes, indeed. There are some interesting games, including the Sunday night game, the Chiefs and the Raiders. How about the Cardinals and the Panthers? Normally, I would say that would be an interesting game, but the Panthers aren't that interesting. The Cardinals are killing everyone. They're 8-1. So I don't think the Cardinals, I think they cover that 10.5 spread. They're the favorites. I think they cover that, so it's not quite as interesting. It's awesome for the Cardinals because they'll be 9-1. But that's not the edge of your seat kind of game that I'm looking for. All right. The game that I think could be really a tight game because we're not sure which team shows up in the case of both of these teams. How about the Saints? The Saints in Nashville taking on the Titans. Tennessee at home is only favored by 3 points. The point spread in this is 44.5 for those who are in the know and want to know that, because maybe that helps you with your guess, the combined 44.5, the over or under. So the Titans are 7-2. The Saints are 5-3. The Saints are dealing with some serious injuries, obviously. And the Titans have had their own injuries that they've had to deal with. But that's
as they say, the game, right? So Tennessee is first in the AFC South, and this is a big game for them because they clear that hurdle and then they go 8-2. As for the Saints, if you look at the Saints, they're second in the NFC South. A big game for them as well, right? And a lot on the line when you're looking at what we may see from them. Are we going to see, because of what's happened with the injuries, are we going to see more of a balanced attack offensively this time around? I mean, the New Orleans Saints lost the last time out, and quarterback Trevor Siemian played well enough, but the team had a lot of mistakes that really, really cost them. And Jameis Winston, of course, is not the quarterback. He was injured. And that's too bad because it seemed like he had really found his footing. But that's too much information. You're just making a guess. This is the game that we're going with. I almost went with the Cowboys and the Falcons. That's an AT&T stadium. And will the Cowboys bounce back? But the Cowboys are favored even by 9 in this one. And I can't imagine they don't defeather the Falcons. And if they don't, something's wrong. So, Saints and the Titans, what do you think the final score will be in that game? Who wins? Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Everybody wants to move here now. Everybody, like, my phone is ringing off the hook. People are sending me, is there houses? I want to move. I want to get out of wherever it is that they're living. I don't think Pete's going to give up his bunker, by the way. So, hey, Pete, how are you?
Hey, just running around defending myself.
I get it.
Oh, my goodness. What a tangled web we've weaved.
Yes.
28-24
Titans. Ooh, 28-24 Titans. So good. So you think it's going to be a tight game, and look at that line. That's so interesting. Pete, as always, thank you.
See ya.
Yep, see ya. Good luck. Sharon is listening to us in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
You there?
I'm here in Maine. Okay, so let me guess the temperature. 28 degrees.
It could be. I was trying to check a minute ago, and I couldn't get it to come up.
Oh, that means it's cold. They don't want you to know it's cold. So there you go. So who's going to win this? Is it going to be the Titans, or is it going to be the Saints?
Is it a home game for which one?
It's a home game for the Titans.
I'm going to go 30-20
Titans. 30-20 Titans. All right. You are loaded, as they say. We got you locked in with the 30-20 Titans. So both you and Pete, Sharon, stay warm on the same page. We'll see if one of them wins this time around, or somebody else that sends me an email, or you can always call the show, 855-266-5283. You know, if you look at the Titans, they're three. This is what's so interesting, right? They're 3-1 at home, but the Saints are 3-1 away. That's why I like this game, because I do believe it could be one of the best games of the week. You know, I've looked at some of the other ones, and it doesn't mean the other ones aren't going to be good or closer than expected, or there's some kind of an upset. Like the Browns and the Patriots, they're both 5-4. New England's only favored by 2.5, and that's a home game for them. And, hey, they're 1-4 at home. As always, we like to reach out to Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro for this show, and find out what he's thinking. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, I wonder if I'm going to watch this game.
You might. It's an early game. Look, donuts and coffee, hanging out.
What time is it?
It would be noon for you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm awake. I should totally watch football. It sounds like it's going to be a great game. Pete in Texas stole my score, so I've got to do something better. How about 31-24 Titans?
All right, 31-24 Titans. I love it. Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah.
Nate the Great. I wonder if he... Let's take a bet on whether he's really going to get up and watch. And if he gets up and watch, you know, watches, is he going to watch that game? Or is he going to flip around, watch a little bit of the Falcons and the Cowboys, a little bit of the Jags and the Colts, a little bit of the Browns and the Patriots, the Bills and the Jets, you know, get that whole thing going on where he's flipping around. I bet you he's got the flipper's disease, right? And for sure, he's in Minnesota. So Minnesota, you know, they're 3-5, and they're the afternoon game. So by then, he's probably getting some pizza and hanging out and watching that game. You know what? If you're not a football fan, that's like the biggest heads up. If the game is going on, if you're totally not a football fan, the time to shop or do anything, because there's a lot of rabid football fans, especially, I think it just gets bigger and bigger now with gambling and everything else, that's the time to shop. Because if you go, usually the stores are pretty vacant. And I mean, grocery shopping or going to grab some clothing or presents or whatever it is that you shop for, that's my tip, best tip. Any of those places, any place where there's a professional football team, and I've never seen it where you can't just zip out and zip in. Now, ordering takeout, that's a whole different thing. Like, especially pizza or wings or any of that, you got to get those orders in early, or you are going to see that's going to be backed up, especially now because there's not enough people to deliver, so you'd be super stuck. This is a tough one for me. I love that they're both, like, you know, the Saints are 3-1 away, and the Titans are 3-1 at home. And I look at that last game against the Rams, and I'm in a pool with a whole bunch of people in North Carolina that I've done for a handful of years now. And it's just a straight, you pick the team. And I really thought that the Titans had a chance against the Rams, and of course they did. Right, so you look at the Titans. They beat the Rams 28-16. They beat the Colts, and they were in L.A. They beat the Colts in Indianapolis 34-31. That was a good game. Against the Chiefs, they just crushed them. But Pat Mahomes, he's looking for an identity. The Bills 34-31. Jacksonville 37-19. And their two losses. The Jets, which is a shocker, but that's that letdown thing. And the Cardinals, who are incredible. The Cardinals in the opener killed them 38-13. So I got to go with the Titans. I mean, part of me says, oh, boy, I just really feel like New Orleans is going to get it together and surprise a few people in this one. But I find it hard to go against Tennessee. I do. And I think being healthier, I'm going to pick Tennessee. And the final score for me is going to be 32-27 Titans. If you sent me an email with a Nail the Score guest, don't worry, I will put it into the mix. Good luck to everyone who played. I hope somebody nails the score, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.